So I'm back in this motherfucker for another edition of F Your Mother. This episode, it's going to be a little bit more lighthearted. Of course, I cover pop culture, so I'm going to talk about the Mortal Kombat movie reboot, right? For all the people that's not old enough to remember the Mortal Kombat franchise, right? If you under the age of, 25, you only know Mortal Kombat from the PlayStation video games. You probably aren't. Probably haven't even seen the first two movies they made, which I'm not going to say the first two movies were trash, right? The first Mortal Kombat live action installment came out in 1994, if I'm not mistaken, right? So that was 26 years ago. It wasn't bad. It just could have been better, right? But considering it was 1994, right, you get what you can work with, right? Or you work with what you got. While video games graphics was shitty, so were TV CGIs. I'm not even gonna front. Like, who the fuck am I kidding? CGIs were in the infant stages during 1990, whatever, right? I don't think graphics actually got good in video games until about 1999, and CGI in movies didn't get good until 2002. Let's just be realistic here. If you go back and you see any movie that has CGI, it was shitty, right? But like I said, they worked with what they had, and it was in its infant stages, right? But now, fast forward almost 30 years later, if you've ever seen a Transformer movie, it's not even a matter of what they can't do with CGI, right? They can do damn near everything. Shit, we even got deepfakes now, right? Which is, for lack of better words, facial recognition pinpointed software, right? That mimics people talking. I didn't even think that was ever going to be feasible in the world, but now it is. So now we're at a new period of life, right? 30 years later, it's amazing what you can do. Like I said, the first two Mortal Kombat, they weren't bad, but they were limited. Let's just put it like that. The characters looked the part. The graphics was, you know, even though they were shitty, they was up to par. If I'm not mistaken, the first movie didn't really have that many notable people, characters play the actors that played the characters, right? I think Raiden was played by some white nigga that played in the Highlander franchise. Right. While he wasn't a bad actor, he was white. Raiden was fucking Asian. Everybody that was in the movie was Asian except Sonya Blade and Johnny Cage and Jax Briggs. Right. I don't want to see no white man with a fucking, I don't know what they call them, basket type hats. But I don't want to see a white man play an Asian character. It just looked all stupid. Now, I will say I want to say it was 1998 or 1999, they came out with the sequel, Mortal Kombat 2, which wasn't bad either. They still had the white dude play Raiden, right? But this time, it was another white dude. Now, he was a famous actor. I can't remember the nigga's name, but if you've ever seen any action army movie from the 90s, he was in it, right? Once again, all the characters that played in the movie were, they were unknown known motherfuckers, right? People that you saw here and there in Hollywood, but you didn't really know who the fuck they was. Now, I will say, to the credit of Mortal Kombat 2, the costumes looked better. They had a bigger budget. They had a lot more characters, right? They had, I don't know if the nigga name was Syntax, but they were like this computerized samurai ninjas and shit. They looked like the characters from the video game. They had Goro in it. While he was an animatronic machine, like I said, you work with what you got. They had Shiva, which was Goro's counterpart, right? She had the six arms and shit. She looked the part, right? I'm not going to take nothing away. Jax, the black dude, whoever the fuck he was, he looked like Jax. They had a whole bunch of characters. They didn't even really mind, like, giving them storylines. They basically were, like, notable cameos, right? They had Reptile, Noob Saibot, Smoke, Armac. Of course, they had Sub-Zero and Scorpion, which are the marquee characters. They had the same nigga play Liu Kang, right? He wasn't bad. He could have been better, right? They had the same white dude play Johnny Cage. I never knew who the fuck he was. Him and Sonya Blade. I never knew who these white characters were. I've never seen them since then. And I rarely seen them before. Who else was in the movie? They had the same dude play Shang Tsung. It was like this nigga was born to play Shang Ting Soong. I think that's how you say his name, right? I forgot what the fuck his real name was, right? But he was like in every martial arts movies in the 90s, right? He had the face, he had the persona, like he was that nigga. However, they're doing a reboot. Like I said, CGI graphics are a whole lot better, so it's gonna probably visually look dope. I was reading an article on Entertainment Weekly. It's already starting off to a bad start because they have the main character, some white boy named Coley Young, right? Which he's a made-up character. He wasn't in any of the video games, which I hate when they do video game movie adaptions. They always try to reintroduce or not reintroduce. They always try to introduce a fucking character that wasn't in the franchise. That'd be like having a Harry Potter movie and they come up with a nigga that wasn't in the books. Like, no, stick to the fucking script. We liked the script. The script was good. It was nothing wrong with the first two storylines. Like, they were perfect, right? It starts off with Liu Kang's brother getting killed. That's why he was trying to go to Mortal Kombat tournament to fight Shang Tsung, the nigga that killed his brother. Sonya Blade and Johnny Cage, they were, you know, Johnny Cage was a washed up actor that was trying to get back into fighting because he was a martial artist turned Hollywood actor, so he was falling off in Hollywood, so he was trying to get his fighting chops back up. Sonya Blade was tracking down some criminal, I think it was Kano, right? So Kano lured her to the Mortal Kombat tournament. Jax, you know, he followed Kano, right? It's always the brother following the white bitch. So the storylines from the first two was good, right? I forgot exactly what the storyline was for the second one, but I think it was along the lines of Sub-Zero and Scorpion trying to kill each other, right? They never really clarified that shit, but if you played the video games, the main character wasn't Liu Kang. It actually was Sub-Zero and Scorpion. Sub-Zero had killed a bunch of clan members from Scorpion's Shaolin Temple, and even killed Scorpion. Scorpion, I guess, got granted life back from the devil. He came back to hunt down Sub-Zero. And basically, the characters were lured into the fucking Mortal Kombat tournament and sucked into the what they call it, the Outer Realm or some shit like that. Yes, it's been a long time. I'm 37. First Mortal Kombat video game came out in 1991. It's been about 30 years, right? So sue me if my memory doesn't serve me correct. However, this new reboot doesn't seem to follow along the lines of the first two storylines or even the video game, right? Like I said, they got a new white character, right? Named Coley Young. They had to come up with the whitest fucking name. I guess from what I read on the Entertainment Weekly's website, he's like a washed up martial artist. He's trying to get his chops back. He probably gets lured into the Mortal Kombat tournament by Shang Tsung. And all the other characters, they didn't really go into detail, but I'm assuming that they're probably going to get sucked into the Mortal Kombat tournament the same way they did in the first two movies and even the video game storyline. It just makes sense. I do think with this one, they're actually going to follow the storyline with Sub-Zero and Scorpion initially being arch enemies as opposed to being servants for Shang Tsung. I didn't really like that. I will say that for the first installment movie, I didn't like that Shang Tsung used them as like henchmen, right? Because the video games, Scorpion and Sub-Zero didn't work for Shang Tsung. Truth be told, they had nothing to do with Shang Tsung. The only reason they were in the Mortal Kombat tournaments was because they also were lured into a fighting tournament, but they were lured because of Sub-Zero's wanting to kill Scorpion and Scorpion wanted to retaliate. So, you know, they were sucked into a tournament where they could fight it out. The video games actually follow that storyline. And like I said, the first two movie adaptions, they actually followed that closely. I'll take that back. They followed the first installment like that real closely, but then they turned out to be henchmen for Shang Tsung in the second one. Like I said, I didn't like that shit. So I'm hoping that they follow the storyline of Scorpion and Sub-Zero being arch enemies, being sucked into the tournament like everybody else. Like I said, the special effects is 2021, so they probably gonna be dope as fuck. I don't see Hollywood fucking that up. If they, like, from the pictures, it looked like they was on the level. The costumes actually looked a whole lot better. They had a picture still of Liu Kang with the fire hands. It looked pretty dope, right? He even looked visually like Liu Kang. Him and Kung Lao, they looked real similar to the video game characters. So I'm fucking with that. Like I said, it's 2021. Goro is probably gonna be in there, and like I said, CGI graphics are a whole lot better. So he's probably not even gonna be an animatronic character. He's probably gonna be a full-on CGI character. And like I said, I don't see Hollywood fucking that up. Hopefully the movie theaters will open back up, because like I said, the first two came out in the 90s, and this will be a bit of a nostalgia for me. So I like want to experience that shit in the crowded movie theaters. I don't give a fuck about no virus. Because be realistic, I don't want to be at home watching it on Netflix. It's just going to, it's going to suck the fun out the shit, right? I want to see it with a big ass $40 bucket of popcorn, a $20 pack of Sour Patches, a fucking $6 pretzel, a $14 thing of nachos and shit, right? And a fucking $16 Coca-Cola. Movie theaters is no for fuck you in the ass. But hey, anything for nostalgia, right? So I'm looking forward to it. I will be giving a, I'll probably be adding a segment to this once I see it. Once it's released in the movie theaters and I actually see it, I'll probably be giving y'all my review on the shit. Or I might even just do a brand new episode. So, but yeah, I had to, you know what I'm saying, scrape the barrel for this shit. I went on Yahoo News, see what's popping, see what I can talk about. Because like I said, I'm tired of beating COVID-19 over the fucking head. I'm tired of talking about face masks and vaccines and Donald Trump and all this. I'm actually glad that Donald Trump is getting the fuck out the White House. Like, I don't really want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be presidents and vice presidents, but we need a breath of fresh air. I don't know if it's for the good or for the bad. Hopefully it's for the good. Hopefully everything doesn't become overly leftist, politically sanitized and politically correct, and all these goddamn fucking laws placed on people. Because I'm going to start fucking storming some shit. But yeah, I figure I'd give y'all a bit of entertainment. Hopefully you've been entertained. And if you remember the first two Mortal Kombats, then you feel me, right? Hopefully I clarified, you know what I'm saying, my synopsis on this shit and even the old movies. Forgive me if I stumbled over words or misspoke or whatever the fuck. I'm doing this overnight security job and it's cold as a bitch outside, so my mind is scrambling. It's not really working like it usually does in a warm environment, because I'm sitting in a fucking freezing cold and it's like 41 degrees. But I saw that on the internet and I had to report on it because, like I said, it brings me a bit of nostalgia. Once again, when the first movies came out, I was 12. When the second movie came out, I was 15. And I fucked with Mortal Kombat. Like, I liked the video games. I think I had all of them shits up until, like, PlayStation. I kind of wasn't feeling that Mortal Kombat PlayStation game, right? The graphics look good, but the shit, I beat the shit the first week I had it. But every other installment of Mortal Kombat, while they look good, they just, the storylines are stupid as fuck. And I'm a grown man. I do more important things than play video games. Now, I will keep it 100. I am going to watch a movie game, a video game adapted movie, but I'm not really, no, I don't, I would keep it real with you. I haven't played a Mortal Kombat, and they probably came out with 15 different Mortal Kombats since 2003. So, I mean, hey, if you play video games, that's the shit, and you like Mortal Kombat, that's what's up. I remember Mortal Kombat from my humble beginnings, right? You live long enough, you see things change and transpire to something new. I remember when the video games were two-dimensional, the graphics were poorly done, but it was the beginning of something new. Now that it's been about, I don't know, 29 years since the first Mortal Kombat, I've lost interest. And I'm a grown man, so then there's that. Anyways, if you've been entertained, reach out to me, leave me a message. If you don't know how to, listen to previous episodes, it'll tell you how to. And that's all I got. I ain't even gonna end it on a F your mother, right? Like, I guess if you still play video games and you're 40, fuck your mother.